Well, good afternoon. I've had the honor, the privilege, for about the last 17 or 18 years, I think, of working on the Berean Bible Society website. I was a college student studying computer science, and Pastor David Havard, who had previously pastored our church in Friendship, asked me if I'd be interested in working on the website. And that was around, I try to figure out exactly what year it was. It had to have been around 1997 or so. And, you know, if you think back, that doesn't seem like that long ago, but a lot of things have changed since then. The first time I ever viewed a website was in 1994. That was, and at that time, most people did not have internet access in their home. That was when I got to college. They had this thing called a web browser. And it's really a testament to some of the forward thinking of the leadership of the Berean Bible Society. I think there were a lot of years where the Berean Bible Society was the only major grace ministry that had a website at all. And to this day, I believe that the BBS website is the largest repository of grace articles, sermons, that's available anywhere on the internet today. It's possible there may be some others, but I don't know of them. And, that's an important thing. That's one area where the grace movement, I mean, you think back to J.C. O'Hare and how he used radio in his day to get the grace message out there. The North Shore Church had a radio transmitter in the belfry there, and I believe I've heard that in that day he recorded messages on vinyl and mailed them out to radio stations. And today that seems so antiquated, but the internet is a great way to get the message of grace out. And even you think about biblically the ministry of the Apostle Paul, and the communications technology of his day was the road system of the Roman Empire, and how you could send out a letter. You ever think about that? You don't find epistles in the Old Testament, because there wasn't a way to send out letters in the Old Testament times like there were in the Roman Empire. And Paul used that communications technology, really, it's strange to think of it as technology, but that technology of his day to get his message out, and those letters were copied and sent along those Roman roads. And that's what we're doing through the use of the internet. And in that time, that website has grown greatly. In those years, we've done at least two major complete overhauls of the website, the most recent being was completed about 2 years ago. I'm sure if you've been coming to the website regularly, you noticed a period there where a lot of things changed, and there were a lot of things that had been overlooked maybe a little bit, and were not up to current technology standards. And a couple of years ago, we completed that work of completely redoing the website. And if you're wondering what kind of response the website gets, I do every month, right around the first of the month, I sit down and I write out a long email to Kevin Sadler with a lot of numbers in it as far as how the website performed in that previous month and how that compared to the month before it. And I've put together a few numbers here today just to share with you. Since we did that complete redesign that, again, was finished about 2 years ago, in the last 2 years, there have been over 630,000 visits to the BBS website. And that represents almost 500,000 users, individual people, coming to the Berean Bible Society website. And altogether, they've viewed about 1.3 million pages on that website. So that is a pretty active place. And we've had visitors from, of those, by the way, you may be interested to note, that about 30% of those visitors are returning visitors, people who come back, have come back to the site over and over again, which means about 70% of them are new visitors that have never come to the website before. And we've had visits to the website in those 2 years from 220 different countries. Of course, the United States is the vast majority of the traffic, about 70% of that traffic. After the United States, you have visitors from the United Kingdom, Canada, English-speaking countries, generally, or that's mostly in English information there on the website. The Philippines, where, of course, there's a very strong Grace Church there, and quite a few visits from the Philippines, Australia, South Africa. But we also get visits from places. One of the things we built into the new website was a lot of ability to analyze the demographics, where people are coming from, and I scrolled all the way down to the bottom of that list of 220. And we've had visits from places like Tajikistan, Kiribati, Nauru. Go look those places up. All right, if you don't know where they are, Nauru and Kiribati are South Pacific islands. Tajikistan, of course, they're in Asia, but so we get visits from all over the world, mostly from the United States, but all over the world. And on an average day on the website, there's about 900 visits to the website. That usually represents about 750 to 800 people, because some people might come back a couple different times during the day. They see an article during the day, and then they go back and read it at home later in the day. And just under 2,000 page views every single day. That's 7 days a week, every day, on average. And one of the things that really has benefited the website, and one of the reasons that there are so many of those new visitors, people that have never been to the website before, is that, if you think about how you use the internet, when you're out looking for information on something, most likely you go to a search engine, and most likely you go to Google specifically, and you type in what you're looking for, and it brings up a list of pages, and you maybe start going through the first three of those, or first page of those results to see what you can find on what you're looking for. And we have several articles on the website that do very well in Google. And so people go consistently month after month after month. One of the highest viewed pages on the website is an article by Dr. Bedore called Hell, Sheol, Hades, Paradise, and the Grave. And that's also a chapter in his book on the state and place of the dead that's available back there. But if you go to Google and you do a search, for instance, for that Hebrew word Sheol, somebody studying the Bible, they come across that term, on that first page of results is going to be that article by Dr. Bedore. And so of those 900 visitors on any given day, about 180 of them are going specifically to that article. From not just from Google, but then as people find that and they include that link in their blogs and other things, people come to that page. Even articles that you may not think would be highly trafficked articles on the website, after that article regarding those terms for hell, is an article that's titled "At What Age Was Jesus Baptized?" Some of you might remember that article from the Searchlight years ago. And people, these are the kinds of things. People go to Google, they look for information like that. At what age was Jesus baptized? Do a test on that one and type it into Google, and you'll see right up there at the top of the list is that article on the Berean Bible Society website. And it's important to be there. See, it's important that when people are going there, they're going to Google or Bing or some of these other search engines, and they're looking for that information. It's important that they're good at getting good, sound, biblical information from the Berean Bible Society instead of from some of the many thousands of other websites out there that'll lead people astray. And so those articles draw people into the website. Many of you, just show of hands, how many of you get each day, you get the 2 Minutes with the Bible articles by email? Okay, great. You know that on the website you can go and you can sign up, put your email address in, and every day get an article. We have, if you wonder how those work, originally, you know, we took the 2 minutes with the Bible devotional book by Pastor Stamm, and we would, you know, send out the article on the same day that it's listed in the book. You know, there's a year's worth of articles in that book. But over time, you know, people after a year, they're getting all the same articles again. So we started picking out short articles that were good for a morning devotion, and those go out very early in the morning so that you get them when you get up in the morning. And you can get that article every day, and that's a list that's grown to a list of coming close to 6,000 people now every day that get those articles from the Berean Bible Society. And if you didn't know that feature was there, you may want to go look it up and sign up for that email list. In addition, we send out an email every month when Kevin uploads the digital edition of the Berean Searchlight to the website. There's an email that goes out, and some people have decided that, you know, rather than having the cost of mailing something to them, they'll just read that digital edition. I will warn you, if you thought along those lines, there have also been people who've said, okay, stop my mail subscription, I'll just read it online, and a little while later they come back and say, no, give me the mail subscription again, because you may find that you're less likely to read it when you don't have that physical thing in your hand, and it's much better that you actually get it and read it than that you save that money on the mailing. But and there's about 4,000 people every month that receive that email and come to the website just to read the Berean Searchlight. And you know, a little bit newer thing that we're doing a little bit with is using Facebook. Many of you are on Facebook. If you haven't liked Berean Bible Society on Facebook, that would be a good thing to do. And all those 2 minutes articles as well go out to even more people through Facebook. So people that have liked the Facebook page see those articles in their newsfeed and may never get an email. And we're always looking for those kinds of avenues just to get the message out to people. And let me say, by the way, if you're wanting to help the website, one of the best ways that you can do that is when you're reading something on the Berean Bible Society website and you see that little Facebook like button, you can click that and Facebook will, for free, they'll send that out to all your friends and they'll see you liked this article and they can go and read what you liked and maybe they'll like it too and it'll go out to their friends. And that's the power of that social networking, those social networking platforms, and we get increasing traffic through that. The things that we're working on currently, and one thing, let me say, I work with a lot of different customers on websites. I work for businesses, I work for ministries, and none of my customers has been as committed to privacy and security as the Berean Bible Society. And, you know, it's that integrity that you've heard about. A part of that is making certain that when you entrust us with information like a credit card number, that we're doing everything possible to make sure that does not get into the wrong hands. And the Berean Bible Society has invested a lot of resources into making sure that security is there. In fact, we're working on some things right now on the back end part of the site that you won't really see just viewing the site, but to ensure that security remains in place. And that's something that I would ask you to be in prayer about when you pray for the ministries of the Berean Bible Society and you pray for the effect of that website. Be in prayer for that. The other big thing that we're working on right now is, you know, 17 years ago when people were viewing a website, they may have had different size screens, but pretty much all the screens were the same ratio. You know, it was a 4-3 ratio on the screen. And, you know, when Kevin and Christine, when they work on the books or they work on the Searchlight, everybody who's viewing that is viewing the same thing, right? On the website, somebody might be viewing the website on a screen that's this size, or they might be viewing it on something that's this size, right? And that's something that we've been working on, is improving how the site looks on mobile devices. You may not realize it, but website views on mobile devices will soon overtake the number of people that are viewing websites on desktop computers. Right now, it's actually about 40-60, about 40% of the visits to the Berean Bible Society or website are on a phone. And We've been making some changes just recently to help improve that. If you go and look, if the last time you looked at the home page, the main page of the website, if you looked at it a week ago on your phone, it's going to look different today. It's going to look better today because of some changes that were made this past week. And that's the way everything is going, and it's important that website look good on the big screen and on the small screen. One of the reasons for that as well is that Google, that search engine that gives us so much traffic, they're highly encouraging and actually penalizing websites that do not look good on a small screen. So we're always, you know, keeping on top of those things to make sure that website is being used to the greatest degree possible to share that message of grace. And that's another thing to be in prayer for. The technology is always changing, which means we always have to be making updates and changes to the website to keep up with that. And let me say as well that if you're ever there on the website and you notice some glitch or something, realize, first of all, that because of the vast number of different devices that website has to work for, sometimes there are going to be glitches, but let us know about that. Sometimes it's some small thing somewhere. We had a thing about 2 months ago where someone who had previously been downloading some of J.C. O'Hare's materials onto a tablet, all of a sudden that didn't work anymore. And it was something that affected just, you know, tablets that were using an older version of Android. It didn't affect everybody, but we didn't know about it. We didn't know about it until somebody said, I'm having this problem. And it was a hard one to find. It was hard to figure out where the problem was, but we eventually found it. And if one person reports they're having that problem, there's probably 100 or 1,000 more that are experiencing the same thing that'll never contact anybody. And again, I just wanted to give you, I hope those are some encouraging things for you. Some encouraging numbers there from the website, and we expect that to continue to grow again as we take advantage of the current technologies, and certainly a vital part of the ministry of Berean Bible Society. And I would ask you, as you pray for the other ministries and the publishing ministry and the Searchlight, that you pray as well for the website. And thank you. I thank the leadership there at the Berean Bible Society for giving me the opportunity and entrusting me in working on that part of the ministry. Thank you.